7. Discount and deposit. Useful sentences.
1. We give a 10% discount for cash payment.
2. Right now, jeans are at a discount.
3. We are prepared to allow you a special discount of 5% to compensate for the trouble we have caused.
4. The highest discount we can allow you on this article is 5%.
5. We have replaced the broken glassware. In addition, we offered the customer a 4% discount.
6. We hope to enlarge our trade with your country and intend to grant you a 5% discount.
7. Having given it a further thought, we think that 5% special discount on price will help you enlarge your trade in Europe.
8. We are prepared to allow you a special discount of 3% if your order exceeds $5,000.
9. A discount can be deducted from the unit price.
10. The 5% discount can be deducted from the letter of credit, and after shipment, we will send you a check to cover the 3% commission.
11. To be frank with you, a discount of 4% wouldn't help very much.
12. We usually get a 5% to 10% discount from our sub-screwdrivers.
13. If your order is large enough, we can allow you a higher discount on our price.
14. Because of their poor quality, we have to sell the goods at a 5% discount.
15. It was only after much persuasion that the buyer finally agreed to accept the goods at a discount of 10% of the quoted price.
16. You can get a 5% discount if you order on a regular basis. Fashion conversation.
Conversation 1.
You could save a lot if you would order a little more.
How could we do that?
We offer a discount for large orders.
Let me take another look at our requirements.
We can offer a 10% discount for orders over 10,000 pieces.
I'm not sure we can use that many.
It would represent quite a savings.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Conversation 2.
Doesn't the quantity discount apply on this order?
No, I'm sorry, but it doesn't.
Why not?
Because these items are from different shipments.
Conversation 3.
Mr. Kent, I've considered the offer you made me yesterday. I must point out that your price is much higher than the other offers we've received.
Well, it may appear a little higher, but the quality of our products is much better than that of our sub-screwdrivers. You must take this into consideration.
I agree with you on this point. That's why we like doing business with you. This time, I intend to place a large order, but business is almost impossible unless you give me a discount.
If so, we'll certainly give you a discount. But how large is the order you intend to place with us?
60,000 sets with a discount rate of 20%.
I'm afraid I cannot agree to such a big discount. Such a discount won't leave us anything. Our maximum is 10%.
Yes, but a 10% discount is not enough for such a big order.
Only for very special customers do we allow them a rate of 10% discount. Besides, the price of this product tends to go up. There is a heavy demand for it.
Yes, I know the present tendency. Anyhow, let's meet each other halfway. How about 15%?
You are a real businesswoman. All right. I agree to give you a 15% discount, provided you order 70,000 sets.
Okay. I accept.
Conversation 4. Good morning, Mrs. Wen. Is there anything new?
Yes, I've succeeded in persuading our export manager to agree to a reduction of 10%. He made this an exception with an eye to future business.
Good. We certainly appreciate your making these concessions for us.
May I repeat? 15 tunnel drillers. Specifications as shown in the technical data. At 57,000 Swiss francs each. FOB European main ports. Business is closed at this price.
Yes, that's right. Shall we go over the other terms and conditions of the transaction to see if we agree on all the particulars?
All right. We have no objection to the stipulations about the packaging and shipping marks. As a matter of fact, we always pack our machines in new strong wooden cases suitable for long-distance ocean transportation.
The machines must be well protected against dampness, moisture, rust, and be able to stand shock and rough handling.
We'll see to that.
Rattling off.
Avarice, the apur of industry. David Hume, British philosopher.
Business? That's very simple. It's other people's money. Alexandre Dumas, French novelist.